Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris, and today I want to talk to you about something very important. Using the universal laws of nature, the principles that run the entire universe and therefore nature, in you to help you help other people. Now, the primary time you'll be asked to help another person is when they're in trouble, when they're in pain, when they're in confusion, when they're in anxiety, when they're stressed, when they don't know where they're going, when they feel lost, when they feel confused about where they're going to go. The key to this process is to make sure that you don't become part of their problem. So if you say, if I were in your shoes, if it were me, I would do this, you've made a very, very big mistake. Because what you've done is you've taken their value set and assumed that your value set would cause you to act in a certain way, which is parallel in some form or another to how you think they could act. The second mistake you can make is to in some sense, be critical of the analytical process that they're going through. So everybody resolves their problems differently. Some people are very emotional and they need to go through that in order to get to their outcome. Some people will go up and down and up and down 100 times before they get to where they really want to go, because they're trying to serve two gods. They're trying to serve the social expectation of who they should be, and they're trying to serve their own intrinsic personal values. And 99% of the time, with most people in the world, those two are arguing 24/7. It's called mental health problems, and it's called anxiety, stress, worry, sleeplessness, insomnia, whatever you'd like to give it its name. The argument between what we should do and what we really want to do or we need to do, that argument goes on inside most people. The reason you would use the laws of nature to resolve the first two questions, how do I not become a participant in their problem and therefore remain available to help them, objective? And secondly, how do I not judge their process and try to get them to resolve things my way or the highway? And the answer is really simple. It's with a detailed set of questions, such as feeding the question as to where does the universal laws apply to their question. So for example, I don't know if I should leave my job or stay in my job. And you go, oh my goodness, you've been talking about this for a year. And the person doesn't say to you, in fact, can you help me? They just tell you their problem. In this situation, you're not being asked for resolution. You have not been asked for advice, and this person is not saying they would professionally pay you for advice. They're just venting. And that can be part of a person's process to resolve their problem. So if you think just because someone's telling you their problem that they want a solution to their problem, that's a big mistake. The difference between that and being able to help is a person will say, can you give me some advice, please? And you say, yes, I can. Let's allocate a time. Not right now. Now, if the person comes back and gives you some time, they're buying your time in a metaphorical sense. And then they're asking you for their advice. Then you have to know all the facts. And at that point, you can help. So until such time as someone asks for help, don't give it. And it's a very important thing in reverse. Until you ask for advice from someone and they have an opinion about something, don't listen to it. That's their process. They're processing stuff by talking about their stuff and giving you their opinion. If you bounce off their opinion and give them your opinion, which counteracts their opinion, next thing you know, you're in the stance and the oppie stance world. You make a stance, they make an oppie stance, that causes resistance, which causes a fan dance, which is a really big nuisance, which is, anyway, ambivalence. So let's just get the first two steps. One, make sure you don't become part of that person's problem. Two, don't give advice you won't ask for. The third step is to make sure that you apply the universal laws when you're asked. Now, your opinion and your process and what you would do if you were in their shoes has absolutely no value. Zero. And the reason for that is your values and your belief in the social norms that you need to comply with will be yours. They are uniquely you. And so what you would do if you're in their situation has no bearing on what they should do. That's the first thing. Second thing, if you apply the universal laws, you'll say, what's the benefit of staying where you are? And what's the drawback of staying where you are? What's the benefit of going to where you want to go? And what's the drawback? And until that becomes a flat playing field, in other words, until the person becomes somewhat ambivalent, they're in a state of what we call emotion. And when you're in a state of emotion, you are guaranteed 2,000% to be guessing the answer, to be hypothesizing the answer. What if, what if, what if? And that is about a 20% chance of being right. So, step two is to apply universal law number one, which is, what's the balance here? And it's not just A plus B. It's A, which is, what's the benefit of option one? And what's the drawback of option one? And B, what's the benefit of option two? And what's the drawback of option two? And if you have to go to option three, four, five, that's all well and good. The second step, or the third step in this process, is to apply nature's law of evolution. What hurts right now? Now, many people are led to decision-making based on pain. It's a hurt, it's a stress, it's an anxiety. And they go, I'm in extreme pain right now, therefore I have to make a decision. I'm in extreme pain right now, therefore I have to change something. I'm in extreme pain right now, and therefore something's wrong. I'm in extreme pain right now, and I don't like it. And what we do when we put our finger on a hot plate or prick our finger with a needle or something, we pull away. And what typically people do, they go into what's called fight flight. When they get a pain or they get a problem or they get anything, they either want to run a bloody long way away from it, which is change jobs, for example, or change relationships, or they want to change the person or the people that they're working with so that they can stay. Now, neither of those solutions are really, really wise. They're both based on emotion. They're both based on those solutions, run away and then try and change other people. They're both based on the perception of right and wrong. They're both based on lopsided perception of something's more pleasure than pain, more pain than pleasure. The second law of the universe says there can't be. There's something you need to learn here, and don't run away from that until you're ready. So I have a truck outside doing its job, cleaning my garbage tin. So I apologize if the background noise gets a bit rattling. I will speak more loud and make them more quiet. That's the benefit. So we've gone through two steps. We've gone through the step of finding balance. We've helped them find that. We've helped recognize whether they're running away from a pain or running towards a pleasure. And we're going to try to help that person find the benefits and drawbacks of the pleasure and the pain, pleasure, the drawbacks of that, because a pleasure is just simply the perception there's going to be more pleasure than pain. And we're also going to help them find the balance in the current pain to find where the pleasure is. Now, basically the principle is this: if you don't love it, if you don't see the balance in it before you leave it, you'll attract exactly the same thing in the next place you go to teach you that there was balance when you left it. Whatever we judge, we breed, attract, or become. Whatever we judge, meaning whatever we see out of balance, we breed it in our children, attract it in a partner, or become it in our life. So you don't want that person to leave this job and encourage them, go, oh yeah, you poor thing. And next thing you know, find they've got exactly the same problem in the next job as they had in the last one. Now, this happens often with bullying, and a person goes to a job that says, oh, we don't allow bullying. And the bullying is still there, but it's hidden. And then next thing you know, the children of the person who ran away from bullying start bullying the person. Now they've got it there, or their partner does, or their finances do. So love it before you leave it is the most important thing. The third thing I would do is to apply nature's law. And nature's the third law. And nature's third law is interconnectedness. There's nothing missing here. Can they see gratitude for what they've got? And can they see that outside of work, maybe things are going really well because they're in the job they're in, or because they're in the relationship they're in, maybe their work is going really well. To link cause and effect here is very, very important, and it gives a person a sense of abundance and raises them up the consciousness cone from the bottom, got to fight flight, to a point where they might be starting to think about choices they have and the options they have. The next principle is to change language. I always find that when I'm talking to someone who says, I've got to get away from something, I know the consciousness cone, the next level up is should. And so I would say to that person, if they say, if I hear got to frequently in a conversation, I would put the word should in the conversation. What do you think you should do? And even the echoes and the vibration and the tone and the note of the word should draws a person up from got to. It lifts them off the ground. If I hear the person say, I don't know what I should do, I say, well, where are you needed? What do you need to do? What's your needs? Where's the needs of the people? And I would draw them to the next layer of the consciousness cone by speaking the language. People become as we treat them, and people speak as we speak. So if someone's saying should, I'll just lift them up with a need. And if they start saying, I don't know what I need, and I need help, and I need this, I say, well, what do you want? I'll lift them up to the next level of the cone. And if they say want, I'll say, well, if you could have anything you desire, what would it be? And I start using the word next level. And my job is to coach them up the cone. If they refuse to go above, I've got to, and they don't allow me to coach them up, I coach them out and say, honestly, I can't help. My mission is to always get a person into the language of saying, I choose this behavior, I choose to react like this, I choose alcohol, I choose. Instead of, I've got to have a drink, I choose alcohol. Once the person's in that very high state of consciousness, solutions and cause and effect and change is really, really easy. And they won't be acting or reacting from pain. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.